Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio Network stations, as well as selected Salem Media stations in some of the biggest markets in the country. Hello, Atlanta. Yep. Love you guys up there. Just heard from Todd up there in Atlanta a little while ago, last hour. And oh, by the way, let's not forget Leading Independence and stations all around the country. Some great places, too. And on the Internet and the satellite, hello, Maria, over in Germany and her group that are listening to us. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our FedEx and our UPS drivers who voted to go on strike, we'll see what happens there, and our bulk mail haulers hauling the bulk mail all around the country. Not to forget about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social media website, Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is a website. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things we have there, including both of our contributors right now, both Kyle Warren and Denise Simon. They have a little slot there where you can click onto their web pages that are there and see exactly what's going on. So let's start out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, indeedy. Everybody indeedy. And let's go grab Denise and good morning to you, Denise, and get ready for the thunder.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Yes, yes, yes. And you're going to, speaking of thunder, you're going to have some coming your way in a little while by the looks of things here. Now, you guys go ahead and say the pledge and get it started. Have at it, Kyle.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, and folks, don't forget we emphasize those two words, under God, because as Captain Matt always tells you, our nation was founded on those Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, once again, we're back with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com, of course, is the website. Go over there and check it out. And Denise, there's so much going on today, but I want to know what you think. What is happening that's really standing out today?
There's nothing that's I would have just put at the top of the list or on the short list. I mean, it keeps changing, but this visit, the state dinner by Biden for Prime Minister Modi, I listened to some of this nonsense yesterday, and pretty much the entire thing was about climate change. But then this is supposed to be a big deal because we obviously have some big issues between the United States and China So the United States is trying to ingratiate itself with India. So we hold a state dinner. So last night, the state dinner, let's see who was invited to this state dinner, shall we? Billie Jean King, Ralph Lauren, Tim Cook, Yuma Abedin, anybody remember her? Attorney General Merrick Garland. Oh, and who else might that be? Hunter Biden.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of an interesting, I mean, there's some others there, but I'd like to point out Yuma Abedin, I mean, and Hunter? You know, where is that coming from? So I was pretty much disgusted with the money that Joe Biden had pledged as he spoke yesterday in a joint conference with Modi, that how much money we're giving to foreign governments to help them as countermeasures against all things climate change. So, you know, we're just handing out money, and it just keeps going and going and going. And then, of course, we have the Department of Justice sabotage of all things in the Hunter Biden case, which, if I refer to it as the Sportsman, that's actually the code name that was given to the Hunter Biden case when it was opened in 2018 because of an investigation that was going on at the IRS, which was conducting an investigation into a foreign-based amateur online pornography platform. So this is who Joe Biden's son is at the state dinner with Modi last night. Sportsman. The Department of Justice literally sabotaged what some of the agents at the FBI were trying to do, some of the people at the IRS were trying to do. I would say that Hunter Biden is probably the most protected person in Washington, D.C.
Hold that thought, kiddo. And Kyle, you too. We'll be right back with more here, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Friday morning edition. It's just getting real. Don't go anywhere. Grab that second cup of coffee and get ready. We're going to tell you more about what's going on in your backyard that you don't even know about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, for doing that for us. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers and growing. Now, they've been in business for over 85 years. And if you want to find out if you're paying a little bit too much for insurance with the company you're with, go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com, and do a cost comparison on the car or the truck that you're driving. In addition, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, bundle it together. Watch what happens to your car insurance rate. It'll go down. And if you really want to save money and you're serious, add to it your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance policy, and it'll drop like a rock. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. See how much money they can save you. Okay, first of all, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Back to Denise Simon, and you guys continue your conversation. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, hey. All right, well, good morning again, Denise. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, of course. You know, Denise, we've been talking so much about China. It seems to always be in the news. So I got a couple of questions to get your comments on. Number one, of course, we've got Germany now. Germany is now warning China over Taiwan. They're voicing their human rights concerns there. And then also the day after Anthony Blinken visited China, we had a U.S. Coast Guard ship traverse through the Taiwan Strait, which, of course, China thinks is all theirs. But we're exercising our right to go through international waters, right?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, China can't control that waterway.
And then, of course, you know, Biden, is it some kind of private fundraiser kind of thing, comes out and says that President Xi is a dictator, and then went on to talk about the balloon, and he gave a pass to President Xi saying he didn't know anything about it, but, you know, there were these two boxcars full of spy equipment on the balloon. But, you know, it wasn't a big thing. Two boxcars of spy equipment? So, yeah. now, because Biden called President Xi a dictator, President Xi is demanding a public apology. So we don't know where that goes, but yet, you know, Biden likes to say that he and President Xi are good friends, and they've got a lot of history together, and that they're going to meet again at, you know, some kind of, I don't know, global event someplace, so on. So the whole thing is a charade.
Yeah. Well, I tend to agree with that very, very, very much so. You know, the captain brought up a story earlier in the program tonight, Denise, and that has to do with the money that we send in foreign aid, especially to the Caribbean. And according to Judicial Watch, they're saying billions have gone to Haiti that have literally vanished. They can't figure out where it went, but ostensibly it went there for climate funding.
What are you supposed to do? I mean, Haiti has no functioning government, virtually, and hasn't had for quite some time. So, you know, if you send money down there, you would think you would do it to stabilize the country and, you know, get rid of the gangs, because Haiti has turned into Mexico, where the drug cartels are running Mexico, the gangs are running Haiti, okay? So you think you would work to stabilize Haiti, which is, hasn't been stabilized in, I don't know, 25 years. And, you know, climate change is the last of all the stupidness. I mean, we can go back to the 2010 earthquake where $6 billion went to Haiti. Remember that one? Then there was in 2015. You know, there was $500 million in Haiti relief that went through the Red Cross. Well, what happened to that? You see, so we have a government that just doesn't care how they waste. Well, it's malfeasance. It's malfeasance of taxpayer money. And it's money that the taxpayers haven't even paid yet. This is future money. This is existing money. It's a future money. I'm looking at something here that Biden has actually approved a $9.2 billion loan to Ford Motor Company for the construction of three battery factories. Well, where are they going to get the rare earth minerals? Oh, China. How much are we going to have to pay for that? You see, I mean, this is dereliction of management of our money, and I don't see little Miss Janet Yellen saying a blasted thing about it. And you know, because the Treasury side and the White House side just don't seem to care. The Fed, what do they have to do? Well, they're going back to starting raising rates again because we're not getting anywhere. And inflation's still out there. But we had, you know, Stop Inflation Act. Wasn't that supposed to work? No, that was all about what? Climate change.
Exactly. Well, something else, too, Denise. It looks like the impeachment articles are now being sent off to some committees in the House, and it's being described as a headache for Kevin McCarthy. Is this going to go anywhere, or what do you think? Is this going to make things better or worse moving forward?
We don't, look, ladies and gentlemen, we don't need an impeachment, okay? I mean, it would be a gesture. It's just a thing. We don't need an impeachment. Do we want? I mean, impeachment doesn't mean the man is removed from office. How many impeachments have we gone through that the president hasn't been removed from office? And do you really want Kamala Harris in there? Okay. So it means nothing. So why are we going down this path? Why do we want somebody else to run against Biden? I don't. Let's keep Biden in there and have him run against whatever conservative Republican. He's going to lose. Just for all the reasons, just for half the reasons I just discussed here. Why would we want to impeach the man? Why do we want to go through that expense, that stupidness? I mean, I would like to take the money that and the time and the resources that you would spend on impeachment and put it out there and tell people across this country why Biden should not be reelected. That makes more sense to me.
Well, you know, getting back to this whistleblower thing, having Hunter Biden, this transcript of him saying, basically, my father's sitting in the room. We expect your answer too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This has got to be pretty damning, don't you think?
Well, not only is it damning, but look, the IRS went to get a search warrant under what is known as Title 26. Title 26 is an IRS seizure for forfeiture. Now, why did they want to do that? Because of this foreign online pornography thing, which was, money laundering. Okay? Well, they wanted to charge the man, but they stopped the warrant. A special agent actually did the affidavit for a Title 26 search warrant, and the judge approved it, but they never executed it. Why? Because the Department of Justice, well, they intervened. They sabotaged the case. Then we have two IRS whistleblowers, not one. But one of the IRS whistleblowers says that the DOJ tipped off the Hunter Biden about the search of the storage unit, a storage unit. And then there was another one of they were going to execute a warrant on Joe Biden's guest house. So you see, they're not only just stopping Hunter, but they're stopping the investigation into Joe Biden himself and his guest house, what is there. So the reason that the FBI wanted the laptop is because they knew the evidence when it came to the IRS thing and this whole online pornography thing is because that's where the evidence was. So then they decide they're going to slow walk all of this. So that's the limitation.
Yep. All right. Well, here comes the music, Denise.
Yep. To be continued, guys. We'll talk to you on the weekend show, Denise. Thank you very much. And Kyle, hang on. Folks are coming back with a military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with a bunch more stuff for you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let me tell you all of that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor, and its five passengers are dead. Questions are being raised in the aftermath. Discovery Channel Expedition Unknown host Josh Gates took a dive in the Titan vessel not too long ago. and said he refused a second trip because of safety concerns.
I felt that it needed more time to be tested. I think there are still big questions that need to be answered here about really the thoroughness of actual deep water testing of Titan before its missions.
There is an investigation underway to determine what exactly happened. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's podcast trademark has been rejected by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The royals tried to get exclusive use of the word archetypes, but failed. Someone else already thought of it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, and the website, NAA.edu. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And asked to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
In Veterans News, to start, lawmakers are currently trying to advance a bill which would allow disabled veterans, regardless of their disability, to collect full benefits, that's 100% benefits. I don't know if it's going to pass. I don't know if it's got a chance. It would kind of be like taking somebody that goes on Social Security disability and you pay them back, I think it's 18 months for whatever their maximum that they qualify for under law is. I think that's kind of what this is about, but I'm not sure.
Very interesting, but of course, yes, getting that that extra pay, of course, would be amazing.
Yeah, and it's called the HASC Act, approved by the Major Richard Starr Act, that's the subtitle, which would ensure service members who medically retire before 20 years have full access to both retirement pay and VA disability benefits at 100%.
Well, exactly right. And again, I mean, this sounds like it's, on its face, it sounds like a great thing.
Now, protections for troops that have been booted over the COVID vaccine mandate have been added to the House defense bill so that they can get back in the service because they no longer are required to have that shot.
Well, exactly right. And you remember how much of a huge problem that was before.
Oh, I do. Something else that I should mention before we find out what's on your mind. The Navy is now offering $75,000 to recruits who pursue a nuclear job in the Navy.
Very interesting indeed. Highly specialized, there's no doubt about that. And so they're looking like they're trying to recruit some real talent. Exactly.
$75,000, you betcha. Okay,
yep.
So what's going on? What's going on your side of the street?
All right, folks, military members, beware. This is, perk your ears up to this one. This is from Military Times, Colin Demarest reporting. Smartwatches capable of automatically connecting to cell phones and Wi-Fi and gaining access to user data are, get this, Captain, being shipped to members of the U.S. military seemingly at random, raising cyber security concerns. The Department of the Army Criminal Investigation Division, or CID, announced last week that the watches may contain malware, potentially granting whoever sent the peripherals, quote, access to saved data to include banking information, contacts, and account names, as such as usernames and passwords. So if you're in the military and suddenly you get delivered to you a free smartwatch, they're saying don't even turn it on. I mean, obviously, maybe if you ordered one, that you're buying something, that might be a different story. But if it just shows up, just don't turn it on. It could be something that's designed in order to start hacking members of the military.
Wow. What's next?
Well, we mentioned this just briefly with Denise, and that is that when Anthony Blinken went to go to visit China, a U.S. Coast Guard ship sailed through the Taiwan Strait the day after he was there, and Chinese authorities are evidently not happy about this. But what happens is this is the USS Coast Guard, or the Coast Guard cutter Stratton. It went in what they called a routine Taiwan Strait transit, because because, again, we consider that to be international waters, the high seas. China, on the other hand, believes that they control that whole area of water. So while Blinken wasn't altogether successful, shall we say, at the very least, the United States continues to transit this area, and by definition of that, showing that this is not controlled by China.
Mm. Now, did you hear about the Republicans who have added language to the fiscal year 24 NDAA budget that would make the Sea Launch Cruise Missile a nuclear program of record?
Very interesting. No, I had not heard that. That is pretty interesting.
Well, I didn't realize it wasn't to begin with.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly.
I thought it was, but who knows. Also, the Russia and Ukrainian leaders and their military, both trying to bolster morale and Western support, President Zelensky said the slow progress of Ukraine's counteroffensive was to be expected. They didn't expect to go roaring across like the German blitzkrieg of years gone by.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Russians
are
Russians are embedded deep.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And again, this is going to drag on and on and on unless there's some other significant development, either in firepower or some kind of diplomacy.
Now, we keep talking about the money that keeps going to the Ukraine and other places, right?
Yes.
The Ukraine, according to the U.S. Air Force, has awarded a nearly $1.2 billion contract to the missiles and defense sector of RTX, until recently known as Raytheon Technologies, to produce the next lot of AIM-120 advanced medium-range air-to-air missiles. That's to go after the drones and to go after the aircraft that the Russians put up.
Yeah, a very important aspect of this particular warfare that we see today, because drones are now becoming such a huge part of everything.
Now, you want to talk more money for Ukraine?
Sure.
Europe and the United Nations pledged nearly $60 billion, that's 60 billion dollars, for the next few years, as the World Bank estimates that Ukraine needs many times more than that amount.
Well, you know, after a while, these are astronomical numbers, and I think a good question, person on the street question would be, can you win the war with $60 billion? I mean, it just seems like it's an awful lot, Captain, and I think people still wonder if all that money is actually going exactly where it's supposed to and doing what it's supposed to.
And very quickly, we're running out of time. House Republicans move Wednesday to protect former service members who were discharged over the military's now defunct COVID-19 vaccine mandate, including easing their path for reinstatement.
And that's a good thing, isn't it?
It most certainly is. Never should have booted them out to begin with. Okay. Time for a break. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much. And this portion of the program, a conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S Acura. Now, Moss Acura is located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right beside the Moss Nissan store. So you got Acura and Nissan side by side on North Florida Avenue. Now, you've heard about their You Serve, You Save program. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're currently on the job, that would be EMS, firefighter, police, sheriff, state police, security, or you're retired. And church pastors, too, get a discount on your purchase, new or used car. They also have Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. So check them out online first, Moss Acura, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Set up your appointment to go see something. And watch and see what happens next. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Okay, first we'll go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, and we've got our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
We hear about all kinds of waste of government funds, right?
That's pretty much daily.
Wait till you hear this one from Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch. They just stumbled onto billions of dollars in Haiti aid that was given to them from the Bill Clinton era on up to Joe Biden. $60 billion is the total. And they can't account for where the money went. Not one single penny. It's disappeared, and they have no idea who got the money or why.
This is going back a while. And again, you're taking a look at that country as the most poverty-stricken disaster in the Western Hemisphere, and it's never gotten better, and it's controlled by various different powerful groups and the people suffer there. I mean, Captain, we can talk about Haiti, we can talk about the Pentagon, we can talk about a million different places where, my hard-earned money and your hard-earned money and Americans' hard-earned money that we send to Washington is well and wasted again and again and again. I mean, I was reading today, the stories of waste at the Pentagon where they're spending $50,000 on garbage cans. I mean, nonsense like that.
So what do we do in response to what I just told you? Well, we allot millions more dollars to the Caribbean countries, including Haiti, under what's called the Caribbean Climate Funding.
Oh, yeah, that's how they're disguising everything now. You just throw climate on it, and it's supposed to stop the seas from rising and the temperature from going up. It's a joke. You attach anything to it, and it's an absolute disaster. It's everywhere. It was an interesting, editorial today in the Wall Street Journal about Ford. And this is something that I've been talking about. It's got, a $9 billion very low interest loan from the government to build battery plants for their EVs where they continue to lose money on. And, it's funny. I was talking about it yesterday. You think about how ridiculous this is. This is government nonsense. Ford was that their Lightning F-150 electric pickup truck sold 2,000 less vehicles than they thought they were going to sell. Their combustion engine vehicle sold, I think close to 170,000 last year, which was obviously did very well. And the prices of all these cars continue to go up for us because they have to subsidize their EVs based upon, their combustion engines. Those are the ones that make money. I mean, it's nonsense. It really is. This whole green crap has got to stop at some point in time.
Mm. Okay, let me bring Kyle into the mix. Kyle, what's your question for Chris Markowski?
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning, Chris. We're hearing now that San Francisco Mayor London Breed is now looking to maybe, I guess, demolish the mall that's being left fallow now or going to be left fallow and trying to get investors to come into San Francisco. Good luck with that, right?
Well, listen, I think that, I happen to agree with the strategy, quite frankly. I think it needs to happen in a lot of urban areas where, again, you're not going to get these places. They're not going to come back. My suggestion is you're going to have to change some of these places, maybe turn it into a park, whatever it may be. But, it's very, very difficult, right now for many of these urban areas because of, stupid policies that allow, crime to run rampant. Not to mention, a lot of these companies are not coming back. People are working a couple days a week, maybe at the office, and that's it. And then working the other part from home, which changes the overall concentration of people and the entire value of real estate. It's based upon foot traffic. You see malls that you see an anchor tenant go down. I mean, the rest of the stores that are in there are going to be like, okay, we're not going to pay as much rent, and it throws the thing into disarray. Not to mention the fact. I mean, I find myself purchasing more and more stuff online. I mean, little things that I used to go and get from Rangers, whatever it may be. I don't feel like going into a CVS, Walgreens, and looking for tenants unlock everything because everything is locked up because stuff is stolen all the time. So again, this is the direction we're heading in, and it's because of these not enforcing the rule of law and allowing crime to run rampant and these urban centers to fall apart.
Yes, very interesting indeed. Something else too, Chris. We haven't heard too many more things lately about banks or problems with banks, but the Fed is looking to see how they can speed up the oversight, and especially where these stress tests are concerned. Do you think we're seeing anything on the horizon, or has it calmed down for now?
I think that you're going to probably see more bank consolidation. I think that they're kind of figuring everything out. the commercial real estate market is, you know, being, you know, kept afloat at this point in time, but it is going to, you know, it is going to, you know, fall apart slowly but surely. I know that a lot of these banks are going to try to, you know, rewrite a lot of these loans. They don't want these buildings back. But a lot of these smaller banks out there, they're going to get a lot of this stuff on their books. You know, time for probably takeovers and mergers.
Yes, very interesting indeed, of course. Yeah, because, again, now we're going to have a bunch of big banks, but certainly some of these smaller banks or the regional banks, are investors or, quote-unquote, the little guy, are they going to suffer as a result of that?
Well, I mean, they're going to suffer if they made bad loans. I mean, that's you know, you're making commercial loans to certain entities that, you know, you're not taking enough in, you're not able to handle the losses. I mean, that's the bank's fault. You know, there's risk involved in lending money. And, you know, many of these banks, you know, were too crazy with the, commercial loans and what they were funding at this point in time. And if they go by the wayside, that's their own fault.
Indeed. Well, let's go politics here real fast, Chris. And what do you think about this transcript that came out from the whistleblowers regarding Hunter Biden and his father evidently sitting in a room and telling the Chinese evidently, you better pony up the money and or else, and my father's sitting right here with me. How bad is that for Joe Biden at this point?
It's hard to tell because, again, I think that, in my opinion, I mean, we can talk about these stories, but I think it goes from most people goes one ear and out the other because we've become so accustomed to, politicians engaging in, you know, bad behavior and whatnot that we don't hear it anymore. Again, yeah, it's like the tree falls in the woods and nobody's, you know, here to hear it because it makes a sound. And, you know, a lot of these, you know, most Americans right now, they've got fatigue from all of this. One story after another, one investigation after another that, you know, I don't even know if it'll play out at this point in time. I think people, it's unfortunate, but I think people have just grown accustomed, to politicians being crooks.
I agree with you 100% there. There is a fatigue going on. And then also, don't you think they'll come up with some hotbed topic or hotbed issue to try to further distract so that when people hear about Joe Biden and his son and all this stuff, that they kind of say, well, I don't care about that. I care about, for example, abortion. This is like they did back in the midterms.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Again, as the Republicans kind of, you know, screwed themselves and how they handled that in regards to social issues. And, you know, again, you know, the media loves to distract. I mean, what have we been paying attention to for the past 2 days is the, you know, the tiny little submarine that goes missing. I mean, that's the top story all the time. And I'm like, this is a tragedy, but I mean, this is not the most important thing that we should be discussing right now. And, you know, it's what the media does.
Okay, thanks for another great week of information, Chris. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news and all that great stuff that's coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.